Blog Talk Radio.
I don't take orders from nobody but myself. I ain't that pretty little piece of arm candy you can put on your shelf. No, I ain't that call for a good time, go and take a slow ride type of girl. I'm that hold on tight, don't ask me why. Bombshell that rocks your world. I'm gonna dress up, I'm gonna go out, but you're pulling me in. You're dragging me down, you're holding me back. I'm trying to let go, we push too far. They got too close, if you think I need you, you got it all wrong. You think I want you, you need a wake up, you need a wake up call. Try and lock me down. You think that you control me, boy, you think you know me. You got me figured out, but I ain't that call when you're lonely. You ain't the only choice I got tonight. Oh, you better believe that it ain't a thing for me to leave you high and dry. I'm gonna dress up, I'm gonna go out, but you're pulling me in. You're dragging me down, you're holding me. You better hit the ground running, you can have some time. But baby, not tonight. I'm gonna dress up, I'm gonna go out, but you're pulling me in. You're dragging me down, you're holding me back. I'm trying to let go, we pushed too far, we got too close. If you think I need you, you got it all wrong. You think I want you, you need a wake up call.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is It, Marf? I know, Fridays are usually reserved for Indie Country Radio, which will start next week, but I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk with a super talented singer-songwriter, Tierra. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that but you can talk about, including this brand new single that you just heard, which is so great. It's just great. That's all I can say. And believe it or not, that was the first time I'd heard that song in its entirety. So, and as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today? Staying
I'm
warm?
Good, I'm good. I'm trying to. I know you're dealing with a lot of snow issues up there. So
13, 14 inches from yesterday. But the one thing I was looking forward to was the interview with Tierra. Her song "Wake Up Call" was spectacular. I heard it before we got even
so
before
great.
You just played it, and I can't wait for this interview to get going.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Tierra to the show. Hey, Tierra, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Tierra.
As I said in the intro, this new song of yours, "A Wake Up Call," which was officially released at midnight, is just so incredible.
Thank you. I'm so excited for it to be out. I wrote this song like about a year ago with my co-writer Noah Shell, so it's nice for it to finally be out and having people listen to it.
Now, with this new single finally being out, what has the fan response been to it?
Oh, it's been really great. A lot of people have been saying that it's really relatable, which is all I want. We initially wrote this song about a relationship that I was in high school, but I feel like it could really be applied to any situation in life, and, you know, whether it's a friend or a boss or anything. So it's nice that a lot of people are relating to it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the website queensofcountry.com named you a 2018 artist to watch, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they've always been really nice. They've written a couple other articles about me, which is really cool. They're really supportive, especially of women in country, which I think is really cool.
You know, and just a little background information on how this interview happened today. I heard of you through the song Suffragette's cover of Keith Urban's Female that y'all put out, which just which I think made the industry lose their collective minds.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm sorry.
That even got a shout out from Keith Urban, which was super to see.
Yeah, we were all freaking out whenever we saw that. It was a lot of fun doing that cover. The song came out, and then Helena, she's over Song Suffragettes, and Todd Cassidy, they messaged a bunch of us girls from Song Suffragettes and told us that they wanted to do a cover. And I was still in Birmingham at the time, so we drove up really early in the morning to do that video. So it was a lot of fun.
And like Craig said, even Keith Urban got wind of it. So mm-hmm. That had to be just like a what is my life right now moment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were all freaking out. It was really cool. It's always nice to hear a response. Like, whenever you cover a song and you hear a response from the artist, and Shane McAnally, he's one of the writers on that song. He didn't tweet out anything, but one of the girls, one of her friends, was talking to Shane, and he said that he really liked the song, the cover that we did, too. So it's nice that the writers of the song liked our cover as well.
Yes. What I would like to do, see Cody and Tira, I would love to see at CMA Fest at Nissan Stadium, Keith sing Female with all the song Suffragettes. That would be such a spectacle to see.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. Yeah, it would be cool. My first time being on that stage at being with Keith Urban.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Speaking of Song Suffragettes, unlike yourself, I'm a big, big supporter of the women of country music, and can you tell me how you got connected to that group?
So they had a sign-up form on their website, and at the time I was too young to audition, and I like tweeted out, it was like, I wish that I could audition for Song Suffragettes, but I'm too young. And then Helena told me that I should just go ahead and audition anyways. So I auditioned, and then I went to their office and I sang a couple songs for them, and then they scheduled me for a show, and I've been back there a couple times, and we've done a couple other things aside from the shows that we do at the Listening Room every Monday. So it's really nice that they include me in a lot of that stuff. They're super supportive of women in country music.
I think Soul Suffragettes has been a big influence in the recognition of women in country music today.
I agree.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, a lot of the girls from this show have gotten publishing deals, record deals. Kelsea Ballerini was like one of the first people that played at that show, like before she got a record deal. So they've had a lot of people, a lot of awesome people play that show.
And
Carly Pierce is also part of Soul Suffragettes too.
I'm sorry?
Yes, she was.
I believe, to your knowledge, Tia, has Carly Pierce been part of Soul Suffragettes?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't think I remember seeing her play, but she might have.
Oh. You're also going to perform this Monday, I believe, with Kaylee.
Yeah.
And that should be a great start to 2018 for you.
Yeah, it's my first show of 2018, and it was actually my first show last year as well, so and it was my first show ever that I played in Nashville, so Soul Suffragettes definitely holds a special place in my heart. I always love playing that show, and there's always a great crowd.
It'll be a great opportunity for you to introduce Wake Up Call for those people that haven't had a chance to hear it by then.
Right.
Yeah, there's always a different crowd there, so it's always fun playing the song and seeing people's reaction to it.
Yes. It should be a great show.
The listening room is one of my favorite places in town. And you've also played at another one of my favorite places in town, at The Row. That's a great place, isn't it?
Yes, I love playing The Row. I've played there a lot since I've gotten to Nashville. Mike is also really supportive of everybody in country music, and especially like up-and-coming artists. So I played there whenever I was in Birmingham. I would come down here and play a couple times, but I could only play like a few times because, you know, it's that three-hour drive. So I've gotten to play a couple times a week now that I'm here.
The last time I was at The Row, a buddy of mine actually made it to the finals of The Voice, not this past season, but the season before that, and I got a chance to see him perform again. So it's always great to see him.
Yeah, is his name Brad? I think I've seen him play at The Row.
Josh Gallagher, actually. Josh Gallagher.
Yeah. I see him a lot on their Instagram page.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But I wanted to switch gears here and ask you how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I've always sang ever since I was little. But I guess like in high school, I really got more into doing music and I got more serious about it. And I started performing at festivals around my hometown. And then I auditioned to play at the Bluebird. And that was one of the first shows I played in Nashville. And then the song Suffragettes. And so I've just really gotten serious about it. And I think it was 2 years ago I released my first EP to iTunes. And I just did that by myself with my sister. We just recorded it in my house. I really just wanted to get some music out there. I didn't have a relationship with, like, a producer or anything. So I just figured I would do it by myself, just so I can have some music out there for my fans to listen to. So it's been really great.
Awesome.
And hopefully this will lead to another EP and possibly being hooked up with a producer and maybe even a label.
Yeah, well, the actually produced Wake Up Call with Noah Shell. He was my producer for that song. We also wrote that song together. And we've written a couple other songs, so hopefully we'll be able to release those songs as well, because I really love those songs and I want people to hear more music from me. So,
mm-hmm.
As you probably heard in the intro, I host another show called called Indie Country Radio, where I'll take my three favorite songs of that week. I'll let the listeners vote on it on Twitter, and I'll play them every Friday. So, Wake Up Call is definitely going to a rotation on that show. Wake Up Call is definitely gonna be played. And anything else that you do, I'd be more than happy to play it for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that would be awesome to get a lot more people to listen to it. Thank you.
Absolutely. The entire reason I started this show is to help some incredibly talented people get to where they want to be. And if the way I look at it is, if this show can be a stepping stone to that next gig or that next interview or whatever it is, I've more than done my job.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've listened to some of the interviews that you've done on here, and it's exposed me to some other artists that I didn't know. So I really appreciate it.
Awesome. It's good to know that we're actually being listened to.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask since the short time that you've been living in Nashville, about like you said, 3 or 4 weeks, you've really made a name for yourself in that town.
Thank you.
How is Music City treating you?
Oh, great. Yeah, it's always been great, even when I was in Birmingham. I feel like social media has definitely been a really big help getting my name out there in Nashville, because, you know, I wasn't actually here, but I could still communicate with people that are here in Nashville and in other places. So it's been good.
And Nashville is probably my favorite city in the world.
Same.
I have family that actually lives about maybe 15 or 20 minutes outside the city. So pretty much every time I get to have a chance to go to Nashville, I'm there. It's just not even a question.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly how it was whenever I didn't live here. I just always wanted to be here. I love Nashville so much. There's always music every night, and there's always something to do. So, and there's also better food places than Birmingham, which is definitely a plus.
Trust me, the little town I'm from in Tennessee, there's literally nothing here. So I understand that. There's literally nothing here. But I wanted to I've got some kind of a fun get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
No, I don't think so. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I think when I was living in Birmingham, I probably would have said that I wish I could have moved to Nashville earlier, but I think the time was right whenever I moved here, so I don't think I would change anything.
Awesome. Now, if you weren't in the music industry at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
Probably a social media manager. I love anything social media. It really interests me. So I'd probably do something in that.
And speaking of social media, I do follow you on pretty much everything.
Thanks.
Putting that out there.
Thank you.
Put that out there. And And if y'all don't follow this girl on social media, why don't you give a shout out to your social media links to the listeners so they can find you.
Yeah, everything is just at Tierra Music. It's T-I-E-R-A. And my website is tierramusic.com. I just updated that last night, so y'all be sure to check that out.
Yeah. Tierra, do you see yourself performing more in addition to Song Suffragette, continued shows of like The Row, The Commodore, The Listening Room Cafe, and so on throughout 2018?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love all of the venues in Nashville. So yeah, I'll definitely be performing anywhere that I can.
I hope to get to see you live. Actually, I will be in Nashville from January 18th to January 25th, and I do intend to see Song Suffragette on the 22nd.
Maybe I'll get a chance to see you. I don't know if I'll be playing that day, but I might be playing at Thoreau sometime during then or somewhere else. But I update my website with all of my shows a lot. So if I have a show during that time, you'll be able to see it there.
No, well, I do hope to catch it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know you said earlier that you're a big fan of social media. That kind of begs this next question. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Like I was saying earlier, the fact that I lived in Birmingham, but I was still able to connect with a lot of people here in Nashville. I was able to connect with a lot of songwriters that are here in Nashville. And also, like, in other states, I was able to reach different fans in different states. I have fans in different countries, which is wild to me. So it's just crazy, like, how many people you can reach just, you know, from my bedroom. Yeah. So it's been awesome.
It's right. Yeah. And I'm sort of the same way. I mean, I'm a big, big fan of social media myself. And speaking of social media, sorry about blowing up your notifications with a promotion for this show. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's been blown up since last night with people talking about the song, and I love when it blows up. That's fun. I like to reply to a bunch of people, so it's totally fine.
Awesome. But speaking of social media, I'm a big fan of social media myself, and Twitter, and whenever I get a tweet from somebody saying like, "Hey, I enjoyed this interview," or "I enjoyed this show," or whatever, you know, basically, like, ever since I started the show, we're in our sixth year right now. It feels like I'm in a constant state of, is this my life right now?
Mhm.
But yeah, like you said, social media is a great thing, and that brings me to my next question for you. Do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole with the invention of social media?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's crazy how, like, one tweet can reach so many people in so many different places. I think it's definitely a lot easier to get noticed by people with social media now. And there's always, like, new stuff coming out that just makes it even easier.
Mm-hmm. This next question I've got for you, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, which is obvious because I host a artist interview show. But I'll sit down and watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can get my little hands on. So, I was watching one of my favorite interviewers, Dan Rather. He, I talked to a Kid Rock one time, and he asked him this question, so I kind of had to borrow it. When everything's said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after a major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think one thing that I really admire about Taylor Swift is the fact that, you know, people know how generous she is to her fans. Like, no matter how big she gets, she always takes time for her fans. So I hope that's something that people remember me for, too.
Awesome. This is always good for a laugh. This next question is, I had this professor in college that I loved scenarios. I mean, he'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, which drove me nuts. So you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
I would take a boat and some food and some water. Is that cheating?
Smart girl. I like the way you think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's just the smartest thing to take. Like, I don't want to bring anything that's gonna like sustain me on the island. I'm trying to get off the island.
Get off the island.
In other words, don't bring anything that's going to leave you to stay, like in coconut.
Exactly. Exactly. As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
I think working with other creators really, really inspires me. My boyfriend, he's actually a filmmaker, and he actually did the cover art for Wake Up Call, and he always inspires me every day, and he's just super smart and innovative, so it's always fun to just, you know, pick his brain and work with him. He definitely inspires me to do more with my music and everything.
Let me see if... there's probably about three or four more questions I've got for you. And this is always fun. I haven't asked this question in a while. So what type of music are you currently listening to right now?
I have like a lot of different stuff on my phone. I've been trying to listen to different stuff. So I have a couple rap songs. I usually don't listen to rap songs, but I have some on there, and some pop songs. And this is like kind of surprising, but I don't know if you know who the Celtic Women are, but I love their music. It's like they're like Irish singers.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen
mm-hmm.
to their music a lot. Yeah, it's really good.
And my friends will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from oh my God, you need to hear this, to yeah. Please don't judge me for this one.
Yeah, exactly. I also listen to country music too. I forgot to mention that. That's what I listen to too. But I felt like that was just
right.
Like a given.
Right. I'll give you a prime example. The other night. And I don't listen to very much rap either. I mean, I'm not a rap guy, you know. But I do have a few not really rap, but R&B kind of stuff, like, you know, Usher and stuff like that. I was listening to that the other night, and I think the greatest technological invention ever is the shuffle button on iTunes and your phone or whatever, you know. I was shuffling around through that, and it played Usher's "Love in This Club," which is a great song in and of itself. But then the next minute, it went to a straight up, just like a George Strait. You know, I'm like, I looked at my phone. I'm like, are you serious right now? Are you actually serious?
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I don't really use the shuffle button a lot. I kind of like listen to a song on repeat. Like when I find a favorite song that I really like, I like listen to it on repeat for a day, and then I get tired of it after that. So it's probably a bad habit. But
I looked at my phone. I was like, so Usher ended it, and then a George Strait comes on. I looked at my phone. And I'm going, are you actually serious right now with this? let me see. I knew there was one or two more questions I had. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
I don't know. I'd probably say it's between, like, I got to open up for Charlie Daniels last summer, I think it was. So that was really awesome. And also the release of this song. I've been waiting for a long time to release some more music. So I'm so happy that this song is finally out.
Awesome. And I bet opening for Charlie Daniels, I bet that was kind of a pinching moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I got to talk to him a little bit after the show, and he was hilarious.
I'm sure it probably would be.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that one a bit. okay. Whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I would say to be patient. That's definitely a hard one for me to, like, still wrap my head around, because I always just want stuff to happen. But I think, you know, everything happens when it's supposed to happen. So just be patient and just let God do his work.
Right. I agree completely. This is probably the last question I've got. This comes from my friends over at CM Chat, who are just a great people in and of themselves. So, if you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Oh, I don't know what his name is. Is his name Morgan Freeman? Maybe. I don't know. He's like narrating a lot of stuff on
That's
movies.
Exactly who you had in mind.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman makes everything exponentially more awesome.
Yes, yeah.
Interview is just a totally flown by, hadn't it?
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go, I wanted to ask, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to?
I think we went over everything. If anybody wants to buy the song, it's on iTunes and Spotify. Pretty much anywhere, Napster, if that's what rocks your boat. but it is pretty much everywhere. So I'd love for people to go give it a listen.
Awesome. Hey, Thank you for doing this today. This is probably been one of my favorite interviews of the year.
Oh wow! Well, it's just what is it, the fifth? But thank you.
I know we're only five days in, but I've done two interviews prior to this, and this is probably my favorite interview of the year.
So, oh, thanks.
And I've got another one tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
We've done so far. We'll do four shows this week, which is crazy in and of itself. I mean, four shows.
We were on Christmas break, and we had plenty of time to refuel, so we decided to burn most of the energy out in the first week.
Yeah.
Our last show of last year was November 19th, and we came back January 2nd. So we had probably about a month and a half to kind of breathe, you know?
Yeah. That's good.
I wanted to, of course, thank you again, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you.
I know I've said it before, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck with wake-up call, Tierra. I'd have a great show at Song Suffragette this Monday.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
I'll let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. That was fun.
Yes.
Of course, I know I say that about every interview, but I mean that was just so much fun.
Yes, she's very colorful, energetic. She's definitely going to be a rising star that we're going to see plenty of in the future.
She's a great girl. I mean, of course, like I told her, it didn't hurt that we had that Southern connection, you know.
Well, she's from Alabama, and you're from Tennessee, and what? I'm from New York.
Yep. You're a New Yorker. So, as I said, we've got another show coming up tomorrow, and that's Wildfire, I think, isn't it?
Yes. They're a new, spectacular female duo. Tomorrow's interview should be very exciting and entertaining as well.
Yes, it should. And other than tomorrow's interview, I think we've only got maybe two interviews next week, I think, something like that. But I think I'm gonna let you go, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Tierra, who is just such a sweet girl. I mean, that's probably the most fun I've had on a show in a long time. Anyway, like I said earlier, we've got a show tomorrow with a country music duo, a Wildfire, and we've got, I think, maybe two or three next week, something like that, along with Indie Country Radio. Yes, the return of Indie Country Radio next week, which is going to be so great. Y'all ain't even ready for what's about to go down next week. Y'all ain't even ready. Anyway, I think I'm gonna in the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.